Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode, Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. As we always like to say, it's not personal, it's strictly business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and I want to thank you once again for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time. I want to get right into what I want to share with you today. Now, today it may feel a little personal and not just strictly business, but believe me, it is business. But this is the type of stuff that most entrepreneurs and business owners refuse to talk about. And this is why you see so many of us, particularly black entrepreneurs and business owners, folding up at an alarming rate. This is one of the factors. This is not the only factor. This is one of the factors. And so I kind of want to. You know, last week I talked about my move, entirely moving my family and my entire operations to another city and state. But that's not something that I did, you know, woke up one morning and say, hey, I'm moving tomorrow, right? We didn't do it like that. It was something that I had thought about really for a very long, long, long time. And in fact, I was trying to relocate to the South over 10 years ago. When my parents suddenly took ill, and so I could not commute back and forth, continue to commute back and forth. I tried it for a couple months, but it was wearing your brother out. I could not do it. Go back and forth, trying to take care of my mother and father, and then trying to start a new life in business in a whole nother state. So it was delayed. But I'd always wanted to do it, and in fact, I started last year planning the move, right? And so it took some time, and this kind of what's sparking me to kind of open up with this is because someone asked, like, "Wow, man, you know that was Brother B, that was quick, man. You just did that out of the clear blue sky." And it was, and I had to respond and say, no, it wasn't out of the clear blue sky. But that question, you know, brought back to my mind a lesson that I used to talk about often with budding entrepreneurs and even seasoned entrepreneurs who kind of hit an area where they feel they've plateaued or they're stuck. They didn't know what the next step was. And we would enter into this conversation. And so when this question came up to me about after I'd announced that I had moved and they thought that this was like a knee-jerk reaction, I said, no, this has been in the works for quite some time. And if you know your brother does not do anything without deliberate thought. In fact, one of my favorite pieces of content to put out, especially to young people, are the five P's, right? Proper preparation prevents poor performance. I'll repeat that again so that you don't have to pause and go get a pen and write it down. You can hear it again and you can write it down now. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. And so I'm a strong advocate for preparing and planning. And I think many business owners and entrepreneurs, pardon me, suffer for that reason, not properly planning, not preparing for the long term. You know, there was a quote that has been attributed to Abraham Lincoln, but you'll find that, you know, it's been around for quite some time, and most times it appears many, many, many years later after Abraham Lincoln was deceased. However, most self-improvement gurus, I believe I've even read it, and it's always different numbers, right? But I think I've read it with Zig Ziglar. I think I've read Bob Allen's book, and he mentioned this quote, or at least this principle. I think it was a few more. But, you know, myself doing a little bit more research, I found that this quote was attributed to a woodsman or someone who's teaching woodsmen. I'll just say it from that vantage point. So if you feel that this is Abraham Lincoln or someone else, you know, don't think the brother's not giving credit where credit is due. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure that Honest Abe should be given the credit for this principle here, right? So a woodsman was once asked, what would you do if you had just 5 minutes to chop down a tree? And the woodsman answered, I would spend the first 2.5 minutes sharpening my axe. And then obviously the other 2.5 minutes chopping down the tree. So let me repeat that again, because I think, again, this is so important. This, I think we miss this. And this is, to me, this is one of the most important things that you can focus on as an entrepreneur and a business owner in today's climate, where you're in a rush, or it appears that you should be rushing. So let me repeat that again. A woodsman was once asked, what would you do if you had just 5 minutes to chop down a tree? And that woodsman answered, I would spend the first 2.5 minutes sharpening my axe. And obviously that means the second 2.5 chopping down a tree. So he would devote half of his time making sure that the axe was sharpened enough so that it would only take 2.5 minutes to chop it down. There's other quotes that talk about, you know, being dull, right? Or a dull axe. You know, you can't really chop down a tree with a dull axe. So that's why he had to spend 2.5 minutes sharpening the axe, so that now the axe is an effective tool to chop down the tree, to take on the task at hand, to complete the assignment, to complete the work, to bring into fruition the reality of a fallen tree. He had to take 2.5 minutes to sharpen the axe. Now, as entrepreneurs, and this is the point I'm getting to, as entrepreneurs and business owners, and again, in particular, black business owners and black entrepreneurs, we're under the, it's not an illusion, I call it a delusion, that we should always be under pressure. You hear it all of the time, team, no sleep, hustle. You know, I'm hustling. It's always knee-jerk, and I'm just grinding, and I'm doing everything. And it's always that we're this super human entrepreneurs that just do things by the seat of our pants, right? We wait to the last second to complete the task. We always do this. You know what? I'm under pressure, and here's how you come through pressure. That's bull. I was getting ready to say the full word, but that's BS. That's bull. Not the smart entrepreneur, not the smart business owner. We don't wait till the last second to do important things. Why would you do that? That's crazy. Because when you wait to the last second to do important things, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to cut corners. And in some cases, you're going to cheat yourself. You're going to cheat your customers and your clients because you're trying to cut corners. You're going to forget important things, things that need to be top of mind, that you can only have top of mind if you are planning and strategizing. It doesn't make any sense if you're a really smart business person or woman or man, however you want to phrase it, but I just say a business person, that you're going to wait to the last second and not plan out, again, not only the strategies that you're doing, but also who's doing what and how they're doing it and how you're going to check up on it and how you're going to follow up. I mean, you literally have to plan out the results that you want to get from your plan. Well, you know, you have to start thinking, what is the big picture here? You know, I consult a lot of entrepreneurs one-on-one, and one of the questions that I ask them, it always stumps them when they come to me. And this is, again, so this is when it appears that it's personal, right, that this is not business. Because when I start asking or probing to find the answers to questions like this, this is when they start saying, well, Brother Bedford, what does that have to do with anything? And this is what I want to do right now, right? But the question that I always ask, you know, what is the big picture? What's the end result that you're expecting here, that you're really expecting here? What is it that you want to do? And what do you see yourself doing? And they're stumped. No, I need to make some money. Okay, well, how? But where do you see yourself ending up? Because if you just want to just start selling things or doing things just kind of haphazardly or randomly, you know, you're just all over the place, just put your head down and start grinding and working without even thinking of where you want to end up and thinking about the plan to actually get there. You know, I want to make $1 million. Okay, well, how do we get this? How do we get to a million? Brother Bedford, I only want to work 6 hours a week. You know, I read this book, The 4-Hour Work Week, and right, I hear you. I hear you. You only want to work 4 hours a week, but you don't want to put in 100 hours to even get to the 4 hours, right? Because you got to put in some time, right? You can't just start saying, I'm going to work less without even proving your concept, without even having any plan or strategies or systems in place that would give you that type of time freedom that you're requesting or that you're desirous of. Again, that's an illusion, or I like to say we're delusional at times when we think like that. We have all of these crazy thoughts in our head because of somebody influenced us this way. We've seen people talk about hustling and not sleeping, and then we've seen movies that way. We've read these books, and we really haven't thought of what the real bottom line is. What are the realistic expectations that you want to achieve, the goals, the lifestyle? And the big part that I want to leave you with on that, because this is where we'll end up. First, let me repeat the 5 P's. I want to make sure that this is clear, because I don't want to sound like I'm rambling here. So let me see if I can summarize this, and then I want to end up on the big point that I want you to take away. If you are a smart business person, you would take those five P's that I laid out or that I shared with you to heart. You would write it down, and you would constantly think about planning your business, your ideal outcome, your days, your weeks, your months, who you want to talk to. You would really spend some time thinking and planning and strategizing about that. So those 5 P's, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So you want to spend time thinking about what it is that you want to do, how you want to end up, where it is that you want to go, And that question that I always ask potential clients, because sometimes once they don't get past this question, they don't become clients, you know. What is the end result that you're expecting? I even ask clients at the very beginning, 12 months from now, what do you expect from our relationship? What would your life look, what should your life look like 12 months from now, 24 months from now, 5 years from now? And if they can't really answer that, then how do I know if I can help them get there? All right. So when they can't answer that, I say, well, you know, I don't know how to help you then. Some get frustrated. So I thought you was this and I thought you was that. Well, hell, you don't even know where you want to go. How can I help you get somewhere and you don't even know where it is? And that leads or dovetails into the point. The last point, that kind of the other part of this, it's not really a point. It's really a piece of this planning that kind of helps to give you clarity. And that is spending time. I believe it was Napoleon Hill who said this in his book. I believe it was either The Laws of Success or maybe even just Think and Grow Rich. But Napoleon Hill talked about spending time in the theater of your mind and visualizing what it is that you want to happen, your eventual outcome. In other words, it's almost like rehearsing in your mind, right? When he says the theater of your mind, you're actually thinking about and going through the process of what that end result looks like, feels like, who's involved. You're rehearsing it over and over again, just like getting ready to put on a play. And when you do that, you're moving from the conscious to the subconscious, and you're training your subconscious mind. You're training your intuition. You're training your instincts to kick in. That while you're in the process, now that you've brought up this visualization in your mind, now that you have this plan in your mind, when you take that and you do this rehearsal in your mind, you're actually training your instincts and your intuition, all of those things to kick in when you make a mistake or when you miss a step. Right? Because now you know I can't get there if I miss A, B, C, D. So now when you're just grinding or put your head down and you start missing these critical steps, your subconscious will say, no, you have to do this. You have to go back. You got to make this call. You got to make this move. You got to meet this person. And I'm not saying this in a way, you know, again, this is some people start thinking that this is woo-woo. You know, this is, that's why I say this may feel kind of personal. But when I started my interviewing process of conversations with Black millionaire entrepreneurs, I deliberately went after certain people that I wanted in my life. My very first interview, I mean, I hate to always keep going back to this, but it's such a teachable moment. It's such a lesson here. That my very first interview was of George C. Frazier, best-selling author of Success Runs in Our Race, Race for Success, really the father of the conversation of networking in the Black community. It was almost non-existent. Wrote the book about it. He's the founder of the Power Networking Conference, very influential human being in the world of business, in the Business Hall of Fame. And so I deliberately went after him, not only as my first interview, but also knowing that I wanted him to be a part of my life. And in that planning, in that visualization, I not only got that interview, slowly but surely, the steps, the circumstances, the actions were taken that would lead me on a journey to where we would go from an interview to an acquaintance to working together to friends And I would even say, to a much lesser degree, I would never put myself in the category of being like a George Frazier, but even somewhat of a contemporary. Well, and what's the term I'm looking for here? When you have people on a journey with you, when you're involved in a certain type of work, the term escapes me right now. A companion, there it is. A friend and companion to where I was hand selected by him to be speak at the Power Networking Conference, that convention that I talked about, this annual convention, every year for the past 9 to 10 years. But this was a part of my visualization. I brought this up in my mind. I rehearsed this. So even the trip that I made now, or the move that I made, it includes furthering that vision. It involves furthering that plan. What's the next step for even George and myself? So I want you to think, with you sitting down and planning, I really want you to go back to the first thing that we talked about. I want you to spend some time with yourself, even those who are around you, your team, and you really want to start planning out dates and the times. You want to start developing calendars. And when we're talking about calendar, I'm not just talking about a marketing calendar. I'm talking about calendars about all types of things, like creating products and services, networking events. Right? Writing books, developing products, all of those things. I want you to start thinking about that and scheduling these things. I like to use the term and even scripting them out. You know, when I'm doing my visualizations now, I mean, again, it wasn't always like this, so I'm sharing with you things that I'm actively involved in. I actually script out what I want my life to look like. Not just today. A year from now, 5 years from now. So even my move was scripted. And within that scripting, there's some other things that should be taking place from my move. And all of this came because I put this in my mind. I literally wrote a story about myself, or what I want, where I want to go, what I want for my family, my children. And I'm working to bring that script, that visualization, that plan to fruition, to reality. And so, as we get ready to close out, the two big points, because I know I kind of said some things, but the two big things to take away. First, proper preparation prevents poor performance. If you had 5 minutes to chop down the tree, you should spend just as much time preparing or sharpening the axe as you would in the actual chopping. So whatever your business endeavor is, you should spend time sharpening your axe, just as much time. And in this case, using that ratio, half the time should be spent on preparing instead of doing. So you should split the preparing and doing in half. And don't just start doing. Prepare, read, study, write. Think about who you need to meet, places you need to go, tools, resources that you need. And you need to do this again, as I mentioned, not only with yourself, but also with the team and the people that you're planning to be around to help you to do this, because you can't do big things by yourself. Script it out. Write it out. So that's one. The second thing is visualizing, really taking time. This is a part of the planning, but I want to pull it out by itself, because I don't want some people just sit down and start writing and scripting and say that they're coming up with a plan. But you literally have to visualize what that should look like and feel like sometime off in the near future. And what really makes it potent is when you can bring that visualization into your present circumstances, you actually feel it now, right? when you know that what you're visualizing, you can actually feel the actual activities beginning to take place in your present circumstances right now for this 1 year plan, this 2 year plan, this 5 year plan. So planning, and a part of that planning is visualization, writing it down, scripting out your life. And I know for some people who are, where our minds are constantly racing, right, and we're constantly told to just do something, right, get up and do something. That's true, right? We got to get up and do something. But you don't just want to start just randomly doing things. It's almost like being on a hamster wheel. After, if you don't know where you're going, at some point you just start running in circles. So you've got to, in your life, not just sit down and do the planning and the visualization, but you have to do visualization. You have to get yourself and your self-image to where you feel comfortable. That's the other thing. The benefit of doing these things, it begins to help you to feel comfortable about this life that you're stepping into, that you're moving forward into, right? You have to feel comfortable, right? One of the keys to success is stretching outside of your comfort zone, right? But stretching out of your comfort zone means stepping into something that you will eventually feel comfortable doing, right? I tell people all the time, you got to feel that you have the capabilities to become an author, or that you have some authority, that you know something in order to write the book. Right. So you're stretching out of your comfort zone to write the book, but you also have to feel that you're stepping into a place that you belong, that you feel comfortable. So the same is true with your business, your products, your services. So that's why this is so important. And so we're getting ready to close out right there. Those two things, proper preparation prevents poor performance. So start sharpening the axe, preparing, and then visualize where you want to step into, where you want your business to be, where you want it to end up, not just today, not just, as Dr. Kimbrough once told me, not just making enough money to get the clothes out to cleaners today. That's important. But what do you want it to look like a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Because that would start dictating the actions that you take today. So this is your brother Bedford. Again, we're in a new place. We got a whole bunch of new things coming for you. The next major announcement, I kind of dropped it on you a little bit. We talked about, obviously, the move was major, but we have I have over 20 masters of business that we're getting ready to bring you the information to help you to start and grow your business. All of these things that we're talking about, there are brothers and sisters who have been doing it, whatever it is that you want to do, and sometimes just our limited exposure to them, hearing from them, hearing their stories, being able to have some of the questions that's on our mind answered from those who've walked the path before us. How can I get that type of access? How can I get that information, Brother Bedford? And that's what I've been planning. Here we go. That's what I've been visualizing and planning to do, to bring you masters of business to help you in these areas. And so in a very short time, we're getting ready to have what we're calling the Masters of Business Telesummit. And I want you to, the only way to be on it, you have to be registered to be on the calls. Over 20 plus, around 25, maybe even 30 of some of the baddest brothers and sisters on the planet in all areas of business, from sales and writing and Kindle and Amazon and coaching and consulting and marketing and speaking and all types of things. I have them for you. And so what I want you to do, because you have to be my special guest to be on the call, just, again, text THE MOB, that's THEMOB, to 58885. And if you have some troubles with your texting and you can't get that done, shoot your brother an email at info@brobedford.com, and we'll make sure that you're registered for the Masters of Business Telesummit. I'll give you the dates real soon. I just want to make sure we get a few things out of the way And then I want you to be on these calls that are going to give you all of the information that you need to take your business to the next level. So once again, text the mob, T-H-E-M-O-B, all one word, to 5-8-8-5, or just shoot me an email to info@brobedford.com. That's B-R-O-B-E-D-F-O-R-D.com. And we'll register you. And that's only if you can't, if something is happening with, because I know some different types of phone, different plans, texting short codes and things like that. I may give you the longer code a little bit later, but right now, just text the mob to 58885. And that should get you registered. All right. This is your brother Bedford, and I look forward to talking to you again in another episode of Strictly Business, brought to you by the Masters of Business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be everybody?
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.